You'd shave your what though?
You shave your face.
What grows here?
Your beard.
Okay. And up here you call what?
That'd be your hair.
Alright. And this is my
hair.
And the other one would be, this would be my left.
Yeah, left and right ear.
Mm-hmm. If someone was mumbling, say, take that chewing gum.
Yeah, the mouth.
And this over here.
Be your neck.
And say you got a chicken bone stuck, you'd be stuck in
your throat.
What would you call the little part of your neck that sticks out there?
Big Adam's apple.
Uh-huh. Any other names you know for that?
There's some of them call it Adam's apple. Larynx.
Something like that.
I believe it is.
Does the word goozle mean anything to you? It's the
same. Yeah, goozle would be the pipe inside of it, probably.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Is that the same thing as the Adam's apple?
Yeah, sometimes called it goozle, though.
Or is it the whole throat? Or?
No, I have heard it called a goofle. Just Adam's apple, I believe.
Mm-hmm. When you go to the dentist, he looks at what?
With your teeth.
Mm-hmm. One of them is a... If you had three teeth or one tooth.
Oh, tooth. Mm-hmm.
And the flesh around your teeth, what do you call this?
With your gums.
Mm-hmm. And, what if you found a little bird? Something you could say, you could hold him right in this part of your hand. You could
hold the palm of your hand?
When you got mad at somebody, you're going to hit him, say, you go and you make a...
fist.
Uh-huh. Two of them would be what?
Maybe two fists.
Mm-hmm. Any place that you could bend your finger, or your hand or your arm, you might call that what?
Probably your joint.
Mm-hmm. The upper part of a man's body would be called what?
His chest.
How do they measure the height of horses around here?
Well, I think they call them in hands. Uh-huh. A hand so many inches, I believe, about seven or something. Get what a hand is. That'd be about 7 inches. So. Uh-huh. Anyway, it's the distance of a hand. I think the King of England started measuring that way a long time ago.
Must have been pretty old, because as far as I can remember, pretty much.
Yeah, they've always measured the hands. I didn't know one time what a hand was, and I believe it was somewhere around 7 inches. Because a horse 14 hands high would be pretty close to 7 feet tall.
What are the parts of your body that you walk with, that'd be what?
Be your feet.
Mm-hmm, they're connected to.
Where
can you wake up?
Well, feet to the ankles and the thighs and the knees and the thigh.
And the whole, all from here down to there, you call it.
Yeah. Well, your knee and your leg.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You have 1 foot, 2 legs.
Yeah, 1 foot.
Okay. And, you call this part, somebody, girls used to do this, you'd be nasty little girls and they'd kick you right there.
On your shin.
Uh-huh. There's a, and what would you might call the back part of the thighs? When the ground got too cold, how you sit on it might get down.
Probably the calf of your leg.
Mm-hmm. But you might use this to get down. Ground's cold, you might get on down. You call this resting on
your thighs. You'd be resting on your thighs.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the you might squat down or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, squat.
Mm-hmm. You ever use the term haunches?
Yeah, I've heard of sweating on your haunches.
Yeah, use that? Mm-hmm. Is that an older term?
Probably is, because they don't know to use it much anymore.
Mm-hmm. Somebody was sick for a while, and you say he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
Looks a bit pale.
Mm-hmm. Any other words you might put there?
Well, you could say weak or run down.
How'd you say he felt?
You'd say he felt bad or better. Worse.
Would you use peaked?
Yeah, peaked to mean not quite as much as it should be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
peaked be kind of off.
Maybe is there any other words for that?
It'd be people like Mama use peaked. People don't use too much peaked.
Yeah, so it's an older term.
It's an older term.
Okay, well this looks about
right. Right, run out. And then we got.
Run this to the end.
Oh, I got right here.
I